We want to move on and talk about pivoting. It has been a rough year for everyone. Every business has had to scramble and pivot and adapt. Every nonprofit has had to scramble and pivot and adapt. For 18 years, Women in Networking, WIN, WIN, has gathered businesswomen from around the area to hear a speaker, have lunch, and network with like-minded career women, just like Diane Huth told us to get out there, make introductions, talk to friends, because you never know, a friend of a friend may be looking for somebody just like you. Then COVID came, and Women in Networking had to scramble just like everybody else. With us to talk about the art of the pivot is Teresa Thomas. She is the director of Women in Networking. So glad you could join us, Teresa.
Thanks, Paul. I'm glad to be here.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit about Women in Networking and how networking is now going virtual. How do you make that work?
Well, we were all thrown into new situations this year. That is for sure. So, like you mentioned, Women in Networking used to be all in-person networking events for local women in business. And when COVID hit, we, you know, we in the beginning, we all thought it was just going to last maybe a few weeks. And also, we started doing some online, you know, weekly Zooms and some things on Facebook. And then it became apparent that we were in this for the long haul, and we started offering these weekly talks. And it we had to embrace technology really, really quickly. We tried out lots of different things. Mm-hmm. And honestly, there are a lot of good things that came from it too, and a lot of lessons learned and a lot of learning that we all need to stay connected. We all need support beyond business as usual. And there are ways that we can use technology to keep that sense of care and connection with our businesses.
Teresa, what were some of the key takeaways for you? I mean, it's a learning curve for every nonprofit, every business. And I know how inspired I am when I hear a great speaker. It sparks 20 more ideas, and I, you know, jot down ideas, and it's great rubbing elbows and talking to friends. But in terms of the greatest takeaways, I'm sure there was some trial and error. Maybe you tried some things that didn't work, but you find out fairly quickly what does work. What worked for Women in Networking?
Well, so what happened was we really did come back to our namesake. So when we, you know, whenever we try something new, we do it in the way that we're used to. So in the beginning, when we were doing this weekly event, we were bringing in guest experts on different aspects of growing business, and those were really valuable and good. But what we were hearing was that the women that were finding us, maybe they'd been following us for years or we were brand new to them, what they were really craving was that sense of connection and care and kind of some panic about, well, how do I stay in the game? How do I keep networking? How do I stay motivated? And so we really came back to that namesake of, we're about networking. We are about equipping women in business to be better, more skilled and confident in their networking. And so we're putting all of our effort into building those skills and those connections. And the positive side of it is we are now able to network beyond borders. We don't have to just be serving women in the Twin Cities.
Right.
And of course, most are, but now we're having people from across the country and sometimes even around the world that are joining us. And it's getting us to see things in new ways and open up to possibilities that we didn't know were possible.
Sure, you can cast a wider net and have even more diversity of ideas. And sometimes it's those weird ideas that, again, come out of left field. And at first you say, well, that's ridiculous. And then the more you think about it, you say, well, some version of that could be perfect for this time that we're living in. Talk to us a little bit about the smallest of joys and ways that you've been able to, and your colleagues at Women in Networking, how have you been able to derive joy during what is a stressful time for everybody?
Well, it's being in it together and helping each other out and learning together. And a lot of us have been learning. One of the things I've been doing in the online events is asking people to share what's going right. What are you proud of? Mm-hmm. What's an accomplishment you've had? Because in this world we're living in right now, sometimes it can feel like we're not moving forward at all, and we get mired in the muck. And so I try to have them connect on those things that are working. And today was a perfect example of some joys that were shared. So we did something that we call win-win speed networking. It was all online. It was through Zoom. And the event producer, Sherry Benefeld, and I were talking about how every time they come back to the main room, the main virtual room, everybody was beaming and smiling. And I would ask them to share their highlights. And some of the things they said were, I'm so excited that I get to connect with someone that I wouldn't have if I was going to an event that would be drawing people that are like me or think like me. Hmm. And so it's actually helping people to diversify their networks. And like you said, bring in new ways of thinking, different industries, different motivators. And so that is what fills me with joy, is bringing really good people together to lift each other up for success through good connection.
Yeah, when it goes well, it can be magical. And I give you props for finding a way. Are you a fan of Zoom? I mean, just in general, is that sort of the platform of choice for you to connect?
I'm loving it now, to be honest. In the beginning, I was scared to death. And before COVID hit, I knew that I needed to be more online more. But now diving into it, I'm seeing that there's lots of different ways that you can create engagement. So today we had a lot of breakout rooms. We played around with the whiteboard. We always use the chat to be a way to network in addition to, you know, through the video and the conversation. And so we're kind of finding these multiple layers of networking that can happen that couldn't in an event. Because at an event, you wouldn't want to see people, you know, scratching notes to each other and passing them across the table. But we're actually kind of able to do some three-dimensional networking where we're talking, we're able to put things in the chat. When people chime in, that's another way for us to get to know each other. So it's pretty exciting.
That's cool. I give you a lot of credit for pushing the boundaries and keep it going. What is your website again?
It's mnwin.org.
Got it.
It still has the Minnesota in there, but we're very much Minnesota-based, but it's so fun seeing women from around the country and the world joining us.
Well, we sure appreciate what you're doing to motivate so many people. Women in Networking Director Teresa Thomas has been joining us on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline. Teresa, keep it going and stay safe out there. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul.
You bet.